This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta Eats on the radio.
It's Steak Shapiro and Jen Hobby on Star 94.
Steak is back in studio. Hi.
What's happening?
I'm seeing your face on the AJC list of the longest
the
running
people.
Radio talent in the city.
Yeah, so Rodney Ho, what did he do? The people that have the longest tenure on Atlanta radio.
That's right. There were 24 hosts
that have been on in the for 23.
I was quite honored to make the list.
Right.
I feel I got in there.
We've survived. Is that what it means?
But here's the bone I have to pick with you.
Yes.
You're the only one who had a really good picture.
So
how did that happen?
You know, you got to stay close to Rodney. You got to stay close to him. I've been sucking up to the newspaper people for a long time. So what was the photo they picked of you? Like, where did it come from?
I think it was when Rodney was in studio visiting and he just snapped middle of... I'm like leaning back laughing.
Right.
I think I have 14 chins
no, I
in
mean,
the
you
picture.
No, you want to be leaning forward. I think it was in a glamour shot. You do not want to be on like an old Apple 4 photo he took years ago.
No.
Right?
But seriously, everybody else's face was like not even looking in the camera.
Right.
Terrible old pictures, like grainy. But yours was
It was
like
a glam shot.
A stinking headshot of portrait quality. It was like they painted it.
All right.
So good.
Well, that's very kind of you, right? We all have something going for us.
So jealous.
So what was your first day on the air? Not first day, but what year was it? Do you remember what day it was and what year?
Yeah, it was the year 2000. I was at 95.5 The Beat.
Okay, 25 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
So my first day on Atlanta radio was 1995, I think it was.
Okay.
So at least we're survivors, right? So
we
are hanging in there.
We are.
And still entertaining people like crazy on Star 94.
That's right.
And
so
relevant.
Here's my restaurant question for you today, because, you know, budgets are tight all around Metro Atlanta, and people don't want to go somewhere where they're going to not have a good experience, waste their money. So what are the top 3 things that we should be looking for to know if we're going to have a good experience at this restaurant?
Well, I will just say this. I'll give it to you from a restaurateur. What I tell them is, like, it's real simple. You have to be consistent and be great in your neighborhood. I have a 5-tiered system of, like, food, believe it or not, the lighting and the energy of a place. How is the bar and the bartenders? Do they make a drink? The service of everybody else in there. There's a whole thing separate of the food. It's hard now with restaurants struggling.
Yeah,
people don't want to venture out when they're not going out to dinner. Like, post-COVID, they're out to dinner 4 or 5 times a week. Now maybe once or twice, and you're afraid to gamble. You know, we just did something on our air about Waffle House and Chick-fil-A, but I'd say Houston's as well, or other, like, chains. It's all about the same product every time. Think about the neighborhood restaurants you go to. It's, I know exactly what I'm getting. I don't care if it's a Mexican joint where, you know, they serve me a good margarita. My kids love the queso. It's super loud, so I know what I'm getting. If you don't become a neighborhood spot that a regular... Regulars are making the restaurant business.
Yes.
Right?
So if you're going out to eat and you're going to spend the money, go to your place where you feel like a regular.
Or once you find that,
make that your regular spot.
Downtown Woodstock, the restaurants are doing great. Marietta's turned it around. Dunwoody's now got spots. Because if you appeal to folks OTP with a consistent product, whatever that is, know how to serve a great burger. Lunchtime, we do a great salad. As long as you're consistent with it, you're fine. It's new places. You screw up that first visit, you're not going for a second time when I got 5 other places in my neighborhood.
Right.
You'll give them one shot. people are going to where they know your name.
Yep.
Right? And they've been going for years.
Absolutely. So that's all right. My Tell us how to watch Atlanta Eats.
So Atlanta Eats, Thursday nights and Sunday mornings at 10:30. Also, follow me on Instagram. I got to get back to that because I was out of town. So we'll get some great sandwiches going on as well. And Atlanta Eats on Radio is brought to you by John Foy.